Welcome, my sweet friends. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. What I'd like to do in today's show is to take you through an understanding of the manual that we have created called the Light Body Merkaba Activation Manual. This will give you an understanding of the Light Body Merkaba as what is taking you through the seven light attunements. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now through this next hour as we take you on this wonderful journey of a deeper understanding of the Light Body Merkaba and how to use these activations. The Light Body Merkaba is a living divine intelligence powered by your Christed mind working in alignment with Mother Father God. It is the ascension vehicle of light used for interdimensional travel, taking you in soul consciousness into the higher dimensions. And as you step further into self-mastery, you experience the possibility of physically being able to travel in this ascension vehicle or Merkaba vehicle of light beyond the speed of common light. The Light Body Merkaba field extends approximately 54 feet or 16.2 meters in diameter around you when fully activated and holds all the codes for the activation of the dormant DNA. This activation further assists in creating a radiant, etheric electronic body of light, the perfect Adam Kadmon blueprint. Additionally, the Light Body Merkaba field links you into the Christ Consciousness Grid, the Unity Grid within and around the Earth plane, and into the unified hologram of love of all life on this Earth plane. Once the Light Body Merkaba field is activated, the sacred geometries of the Platonic Solars are also activated, as are the higher earthly rays. The Platonic Solars are the cube, the octahedron, the tetrahedron, the icosahedron, and the dodecahedron. And in the Light Body Merkaba activation, you become an extension of the Christ Consciousness Grid around the Earth plane, reflecting the exact sacred geometry and harmonic resonance found within the Christ Consciousness Grid. In addition, through the sacred geometry, you hold within your subconscious the thought forms and patterns of each atom and molecule on this Earth plane, animate or inanimate. This is a powerful energy technique that will take you deeper into unconditional love and the experience of unity consciousness. In the manual, we present the fifth dimensional Light Body Merkaba activation over two levels, with the first level focusing on the Light Body Merkaba activation using the Light Dimensions attunements, and the second level focusing on the Light Body Merkaba activation using the geometries of light attunements. A third level focuses on the Light Body Merkaba activation from the third to the ninth dimensions respectively and is called the ninth dimensional Light Body Merkaba activation. The first level Light Body Merkaba activation uses chambers of light, light dimensional attunements, the programming of crystals, intention, and the sacred geometric shape of the star tetrahedron. The star tetrahedron is connected to the Trinity of the Holy Father, the Holy Mother, and the Holy Child, and is one of the sacred geometric shapes most focused upon due to its ability to assist in your light body macabre activations to the higher dimensions. Specifically, you focus on three superimposing star tetrahedrons, as they are connected to your etheric, emotional, and mental bodies, and your original divine eight-cell blueprint within the perineum center. The word Merkaba can be translated as follows. Mer meaning counter-rotating, Ka spirit, and Ba body or reality. The counter-rotating fields of light, or wheels within wheels of the Merkaba, create this vehicle of light, which when fully activated extends 54 feet or 16.2 meters in diameter around you, with an inner energy field extending 27 feet or 8.1 meters in diameter around you. The inner sphere of your light body, existing 10.5 feet or 3.15 meters above and below your body, or 27 feet, 8.1 meters in diameter around you, connects you to the first level of Melchizedek consciousness. The light body Merkaba activation is created through using the sacred geometry of three superimposing star tetrahedrons at the third level of Christ consciousness, various Fibonacci spirals, and the spinning of the emotional and mental body star tetrahedrons at specific Fibonacci sequences, while the etheric body star tetrahedron remains stationary over the body. It is important to understand that the activation of the light body Merkaba requires the merger and integration of your higher light on this earth plane, as your higher self of the light and your Christed Oversoul of the Light, Almighty I Am Presence. Which is the integration of your soul and monadic levels. Through this essence of unconditional love, you raise the atomic vibratory level of the physical body in order to create a radiant, etheric electronic body of light, the perfect Adam Cameron blueprint. And following this, you have the ability to take your perfected physical body with you when you potentially travel in your activated light body Merkaba beyond the common light barrier into the higher dimensions. A process we also refer to as a spiritual ascension. As we mentioned, you use the geometry of the star tetrahedron to experience your light body Merkaba. The star tetrahedron exists throughout and around your body and is brought into being through interlocking two tetrahedrons. Two interlocking four-sided triangular plane faces. These interlocking tetrahedrons represent the mental and emotional dynamic, the male and female polarity in perfect balance. The star tetrahedrons that are connected to your etheric, emotional, and your mental bodies are superimposed upon one another and are all the exact same size. Furthermore, as the influence of the ninth ray of highest potentials is reflected through the sacred geometry of the star tetrahedron and the color blue-green, you will use this color when visualizing these three superimposed star tetrahedrons. When you activate your light body, Merkaba, you will spin the emotional body star tetrahedron, known as the female star tetrahedron, in a clockwise direction, and the mental body star tetrahedron, known as the male star tetrahedron, in a counterclockwise direction, at the exact same time and at specific speeds of light and Fibonacci sequences, with the assistance of the light body Merkaba koining members. The etheric body's tetrahedron remains stationary throughout this process. It does not rotate. At 9 tenths the speed of light, you will activate your light body Merkaba to the frequency of the third dimension and planetary Christ consciousness. And at the speed of light, you will experience the frequency of the fourth dimension and solar Christ consciousness, overlighted by Helios and Vesta. And the activation of your light body to the fifth dimension takes you into interstellar Christ consciousness, overlighted by the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. So, as we have mentioned, we use the energy of the rays too. The rays can be described as vibrational frequencies of divine unfolding light emanating from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. They bring with them particular qualities, colors, and sonic vibrations that are integrated within our various energy bodies and allow us to be conscious of ourselves as these magical beings of light. They further assist in the activation of the dormant DNA and the awakening to our multidimensional memories. As such, the influence of the rays can take us into a deeper understanding of our light work, as well as giving insight into particular behavioral patterns we may still be integrating. Alice Bailey, through her trance channelings with Dvalkul, brought through much information on the first seven rays, and in recent years, this was expanded upon by authors and spiritual facilitators such as Dr. Joshua Stone, Brian Grattan, and Janet McClurry, to name a few. Since August 7, 1972, there have been an additional 5 higher rays available to humanity. The 5 rays, rays 8 to 12, carry a higher vibration of source light. They do not have the level of dualities that exist within the first 7 rays and are having an amazing influence on the anchoring and activating of our own wonderful higher light and in the actualization of our true nature as master beings of love and light. These 12 great rays spiral forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, overlighted by the 12 directors at a multi-universal level, and move through each preceding dimension until they enter our solar system. These rays bask the sacred and non-sacred planets in our solar system, and then spiral onto Earth, considered a sacred planet, and into the second ray department of Love Wisdom in Shambhala. They then spiral outwards from the second ray department of Love Wisdom into all ray departments, with a focused stream of light radiating through the seventh ray department and then into the sacred vortices in and around the earth plane. During the first harmonic convergence between August the 15th to the 17th, 1987, and the unprecedented light activities experienced at this time, 6 cosmic rays were partially anchored onto the earth plane through the overlighting of the Mahatma, the cosmic avatar synthesis. At that time, a galactic portal of light through this quadrant of the galaxy was reopened that allowed the 6 cosmic rays to come pouring forth onto the earth plane. The 6 cosmic rays, which were withdrawn just prior to the fall of Atlantis, are service rays, and were not completely anchored onto the Earth until April the 23rd, 1994. The cosmic rays can best be understood as a bridge between the planetary spiritual hierarchy, represented by the Ascended Masters, overlighted by Lord Buddha and Sanat Kumara, the archangels and mighty Elohim, and the cosmic spiritual hierarchy, represented in this instance primarily by the Christed ETs and the Order of Melchizedek, who have been involved in the forward evolution of humanity for eons of time. The cosmic rays bring with them the ability to integrate aspects of our multidimensional selves, and further to this, allow us to step into the infinite and eternal now through the immortal understandings of our true nature by creating a map into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. In the light body Merkaba activation, the colors and sacred geometries we use at each dimensional level come from the related rays. The blue-green color of the star tetrahedron that you will visualize when focusing on the shape comes from the color of the ninth ray of highest potentials, as this is the ray related to the sacred geometry of the star tetrahedron. The energy of this ray aligns your will to the divine will of Mother, Father, God, and further to this, takes you into the original divine ASAP blueprint, in which the shape of the star tetrahedron is also to be found. The colors brought through dimensionally in the light body attunement and in the creation of the spheres of light around the body come from the related cosmic rays. And in level 2, when you work with the geometries of light and these related attunements, these colors come from the higher rays, rays 8 to 12. The 12th ray further brings through the geometry of the golden flower of life, and this is a three-dimensional shape, 54 feet or 16.2 meters in diameter around you, within which the emotional and mental body star tetrahedrons spin at specific Fibonacci ratios. In the light body Merkaba activation, the primary shape you work with is the star tetrahedron, which in this energy system comes in around your body and within a silver gold bubble of light, 10.8 feet or 3.24 meters in diameter around you. Three star tetrahedrons are superimposed over one another, with the apex of the top and bottom star tetrahedrons coming in 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters above your head and 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters below your body respectively. The size is related to the third level of Christ consciousness and is overlighted by the Seren Archangelic League of the Light. For the first 9 breaths, you breathe in and out to the count of 7 as you focus on the 9 dimensions, portals of light, connecting you to these 9 dimensions that we work with. The next 5 breaths, focus on the 3 superimposed star tetrahedrons. And for these 5 breaths, you would inhale to the count of 7. Hold the breath to the count of 5, and then exhale to the count of 7. The key here is to initially visualize the etheric body star tetrahedron as it exists around you, and then the emotional and mental body star tetrahedrons. As you visualize the star tetrahedron, you will see the apex of the top tetrahedron reach up and touch the top of your 6-dimensional portal, 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters above your crown chakra. The bottom or base of this top tetrahedron comes down to just below your knees. The apex of the bottom tetrahedron reaches to what is called a first dimensional portal, 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters below your body. And the base of this bottom tetrahedron comes up to your heart chakra. You will further visualize this within a silver gold sphere, which comes in 10.8 feet or 3.24 meters in diameter around you. For woman, you want to visualize the root of the top tetrahedron centered along the back of the body and the root of the bottom tetrahedron centered along the front of the body. For men, you want to visualize the root of this top tetrahedron centered along the front of the body and the root of the bottom tetrahedron centered along the back of the body. The last five breaths activate your light body macabre to the frequency of the fifth dimension. Due to the unprecedented activities of light that have recently occurred on this earth plane, primarily the 999 gateway and the portal of light created into Atlantis at this time, it is possible to activate your light body macabre to the frequency of the fifth dimension. In these last five breaths, you spin the emotional and mental body star tetrahedron in a clockwise and counterclockwise direction respectively, while the etheric body star tetrahedron remains stationary to one-third the speed of light, two-thirds the speed of light, nine-tenths the speed of light, the speed of common light, a fourth dimensional frequency of solar Christ consciousness, and then to the fifth dimension, into the frequency of interstellar Christ consciousness. You further rotate these star tetrahedrons to specific Fibonacci ratio spirals, with the highest ratio always relating to the mental body star tetrahedron. For the third dimension, spinning the light body macabre to 9/10 the speed of light, the Fibonacci ratio spiral is 8 to 5. To work with this Fibonacci ratio spiral, on the 17th breath, as you stabilize your light body macabre to 9/10 the speed of light, you would bring your focus to your third dimensional portal, your crown chakra, and think of this ratio 8 to 5 accelerated 11 times God's speed to infinity. What this means is that your mental body star tetrahedron will spin around you in a counterclockwise direction 8 times, whilst your emotional body star tetrahedron spins around you 5 times for 11 sets at God's speed to infinity, a speed not possible to measure. As 11 is the Christ consciousness number for the third dimension, you do this 11 times. As you activate your light body macabre to the speed of common light, you would bring your focus to a fourth dimensional portal, 0.02 feet or 6 centimeters above the crown chakra, and think of the ratio 13 to 8 accelerated 22 times guide speed to infinity. Then to activate your light body macabre to the fifth dimension, you would think of the ratio 21 to 13 accelerated 33 times God's speed to infinity as you bring your focus to a fifth dimensional portal, 0.6 feet or 18 centimeters above the crown chakra. Following this, you will shift 90 degrees to the right through your fifth dimensional portal and stabilize your light body macabre to the frequency of the fifth dimension by bringing in a seafoam green and violet colored octahedron surrounded in a silver sphere, which you place at the entrance to your fifth dimensional portal along your fluorescent tube of light. This is a geometry related to this dimensional frequency and will stabilize your light body macabre to this dimension. Your light body macabre, when fully activated, extends 54 feet in diameter around you, with an inner energy field extending 10.5 feet, 3.15 meters above the body, and 10.5 feet or 3.15 meters below the body respectively, forming a shape that extends out not unlike a spaceship. In the light body macabre activation, we talk about activating the light body macabre to the third level of Christ consciousness. There are five levels of Christ consciousness, and on April the 23rd, 1994, we entered into the third level of Christ consciousness, which is directly influenced by Seren consciousness. The first level of Christ consciousness was depicted through the Aborigines on the planet. In the light body macabre activation, the sphere, which comes in approximately 6.04 feet or 1.81 meters in diameter around you, is related to this level and is overlighted by Helios and Vesta. Also, whilst all the Platonic sonnets and other sacred geometries are found at this level and at all dimensional levels, there's a focus on the cube at this first level of Christ consciousness, brought about through the 13th ray of solar Christ consciousness and the monadic focus on the second ray of love wisdom. This first level of Christ consciousness was depicted through 42 plus 2 chromosomes, and the people on the planet related to this level of consciousness grew to approximately 4 feet. The second level of Christ consciousness is overlighted by the Pleiadian emissaries of the light, and depicted through a sphere which comes in approximately 7.2 feet, 2.16 meters in diameter around you. And through the 14th ray of interstellar Christ consciousness and a monadic higher light focus on the 8th ray of transcendence, there's a focus on the sacred geometry of the octahedron at this dimensional level. The second level of Christ consciousness is depicted through 44 plus 2 chromosomes, and the people on the planet related to this level of Christ consciousness grow between 5 and 7 feet. At this time, there are many people on the planet who vibrate to the second level of Christ consciousness through the dualities of humanity. And when they choose to pass over and to reincarnate, they will probably find themselves on a parallel earth plane, where they may continue to play out their human miscreations. But all those that choose to ascend are being activated to the third level of Christ consciousness. The Seren Archangelic League of the Light overlight the third level of Christ consciousness, which is depicted through a sphere which comes in approximately 10.8 feet or 3.24 meters in diameter around you. At this dimensional level, there's a focus on the sacred geometry of the star tetrahedron, brought about through the 15th ray of galactic Christ consciousness, and a monadic focus on the 9th ray of highest potentials. The third level of Christ consciousness occurred through the reconnection to Seren consciousness on April the 23rd, 1994. This level vibrates to 46 plus 2 chromosomes and means that you now have 46 chromosomes plus 2 additional etheric chromosomes which are waiting to be physically activated and actualized. The fourth level of Christ consciousness is depicted in the light body macabre activation through a sphere which comes in approximately 12 feet or 3.24 meters in diameter around you and is overlighted by the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. At this dimensional level, there's a focus on the sacred geometry of the icosahedron, brought about through the 16th ray of intergalactic Christ consciousness, and a monadic higher light focus on the 10th ray of divinity. It is not possible to experience this level of Christ consciousness at this time. However, it is possible to experience and integrate aspects of this level of Christed consciousness. And in the third level of the light body macabre activation, you get an opportunity to activate the light body macabre from the sixth to the ninth dimensions respectively, which will assist in this integration. Due to this imperfect fire ratio, the sleep into experiencing aspects of this fourth dimensional level of Christ consciousness is going to be very interesting. The fourth level of consciousness is depicted through 48 plus 2 chromosomes. And there was a time that this level of Christ consciousness existed on the planet through the giant races who grew between 30 to 40 feet. The fifth level of Christ consciousness is depicted through a sphere in the light body macabre activation, which comes in approximately 16.8 feet, 5.04 meters in diameter around you, and is overlighted by the Brotherhood of the Light. At this dimensional level, there is a focus on the sacred geometry of the dodecahedron, brought about through the 17th ray of universal Christ consciousness, with a magnetic focus on the 11th ray of illumined truth. This fifth level of Christ in consciousness is depicted through 50 plus 2 chromosomes. And again, there was a time that this level of Christ in consciousness existed on the planet through the giant races who grew between 50 to 55 feet. Once you have experienced aspects of these levels of Christ in consciousness energetically through the higher dimensions, it is possible to experience aspects of Melchizedek consciousness. And this level is depicted through a ninth dimensional sphere and golden flower of life, coming in approximately 54 feet or 16.2 meters in diameter around you. Furthermore, through the light body macabre activations from the third to the eighth dimensions respectively, you will potentially activate two strands of DNA at each dimensional level, integrating the full 12-strand DNA. Benefits of these activations include acceleration of your cosmic ascension process, increased light within the body at a cellular level, as the atoms and molecules spin faster in increased light frequencies, a deeper understanding of your service work, the ability to take control of your life energetically and view life through your master eyes, increased ESP skills such as telepathy, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairaudience, recalibration of the energy field and body, the ability to travel interdimensionally in your light body macabre, the ability to move negative energies around your light body macabre, the recall of many past lives in which you have achieved ascension or experienced initiations of light, moving into the heart, the releasing of limiting patterns, behaviors, and addictions, deeper levels of support from the company of heaven in this increased cosmic consciousness awareness, and a deeper connection into the Christ consciousness grid. Through the light body macabre activations, you work with specific core groups of light beings. These light body macabre activation members are the Christed One, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Andromedan Intergalactic Beings of the Light, the Arcturian Emissaries of the Light, the Brotherhood of the Light, the Mahatma, Pan, the Overlighting Deva of Healing, and your Higher Light. The Christed One is the collective energy of the Office of Christ, in the second ray department of Love Wisdom in Shambhala, which is the spiritual headquarters to the earth plane. The Pleiadian emissaries of light are fifth dimensional beings of light, existing constantly in photon rays of light throughout Alcyon. Our sun is the eighth star in the Alcyon spiral, and as such, the Pleiadian emissaries of light are caretakers to this earth plane. In this light body Merkaba activation program, you work specifically with four tribes. Each tribe has a collective consciousness and similar shape, while still maintaining individual consciousness. Ra, the archangelic emissaries of light, are collective emissaries of light, emitting golden yellow rays of divine love and light. The second tribe, Ptah, are nurturers of Alcyon, and blue-colored first-dimensional light beings. The third tribe is known as the Ma'at. They are the red-colored spiritual warriors and protectors of sacred knowledge. The fourth tribe of the Pleiadian emissaries of light that will be assisting you are the Anra, who are green-colored light beings and hold the signature of compassion and enlightenment. The next group of light beings you call upon are the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. The Syrian Archangelic League of the Light come from the sixth dimension and the star Sirius. The Syrian Archangelic League of the Light hold the many symbols of sacred geometry, which allows these energies to be brought to the earth plane at particular frequencies of light and shape, color and sound. The Syrian Archangelic League of the Light appear in vibrating frequencies of light and color, and more commonly appear as blue-colored light beings. They are furthermore the genetic fathers of humanity, and like the Pleiadian emissaries of light, are having the most amazing influence on our forward evolution. The following light beings you call upon are the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. The Andromedan intergalactic beings of light are from the seventh dimension and the realm of Andromeda, and like the Pleiadian emissaries of light, exist constantly in photon rays of light. On this dimension, the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light create group collective consciousness and can inhabit different dimensions simultaneously. These light beings blend together for collective consciousness and exist mainly in the form of geometric shapes and patterns. The next group of light beings to join the Light Body Merkaba activation team are the Arcturian emissaries of the light. The Arcturian emissaries of the light are fifth dimensional light beings, working closely with the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and the Andromedans. The Arcturian emissaries of the light are often referred to as angelic beings, and are the emissaries of the light many people have seen in near-death experiences. They have magnificent healing chambers of light, are extremely technologically advanced, and have collectively been assisting humanity for eons of time. The next Light Body Merkaba activation members you call upon are the Brotherhood of the Light, under the directorship of Lord Melchizedek, the Universal Logos. The central ashram of Lord Melchizedek and the Brotherhood of the Light are on Orion on the eighth dimension. The Brotherhood of the Light is also known as the Order of Melchizedek. There are 72 orders, and they collectively assist in bringing through many of these wonderful spiritual teachings. There is also a division of the Brotherhood of the Light who work from within the three planes of Sirius in what is called the Great White Light. The next being of light you call upon is the Mahatma. The Mahatma is this incredible, radiant, cosmic avatar of synthesis who exists at a multi-universal level of Melchizedek consciousness within the cosmic heart of Mother Father God. The next being of light you call upon is the Overlighting Diva of Healing. The Overlighting Diva of Healing vibrates to a six-dimensional frequency and as the keeper of the original divine Acer blueprint, works closely with Arcturian Emissaries of the Light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, and your higher self of the Light, which exists at the six-dimensional frequency. The next core group member you call in is Pan. Pan is the heart energy that brings together the cosmic and earth energies for total vibrational resonance at cosmic and earth levels. In other words, Pan fine-tunes the frequencies between the Light Body Macabre activation team members and your personal vibrations by working with the frequencies of love and light. Pan exists on a universal and multidimensional level and works in resonance with the Overlighting Diva of Healing. The last core group members you call upon are your higher light. Your higher light is three components: your primal soul of the light, your higher self of the light, and your Christed over-self of the light. Your primal soul of the light exists within the solar core under Helios and Vesta, your solar logi, and represents the integrated personality aspect of your higher self of the light. Your higher self of the light exists within the etheric of Sirius at a six-dimensional level, and your Christed over-self of the light, or mighty I Am Presence, exists on the ninth dimension at a multi-universal level of Melchizedek consciousness and the creator level of Mother Father God. What we are going to do today is to receive the seven light attunements through the overlighting of these various core group of light beings. So take a moment now to breathe gently through the body as you call in this core group of light beings. You call in the Christed One. You call in the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light. You call in the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. You call in the Andromedan Intergalactic Beings of the Light. You call in the Arcturian Emissaries of the Light. You call in the Brotherhood of the Light. You call in the Mahatma. You call in the Overlighting Diva of Healing. You call in Pan. And you call in your higher light. Just feel the energy of this core group coming in now. You ground yourself into the energy of the earth. Feel yourself connected on all levels into all these dimensions of light. You are now ready to receive the seven light dimensional attunements. Just feel yourself in this relaxed and receptive space as you now receive these attunements. I, giving your full name now, give myself permission to receive the dimensions of light attunement through Anrita Melchizedek, through the light body Makaba core group, spirit and my higher light. I ask to be attuned to Sanat Kumara, Lord Buddha, the planetary spiritual hierarchy, and the energy of Shambhala and the earth through a golden flame of light. Now visualize a golden flame of light coming in through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a golden bubble of light, 6 feet or 1.8 meters in diameter all around you. Wonderful. Now please repeat after me. I ask to be attuned to Helios and Vesta and the energy of the sun and solar core through a copper gold flame of light. Now visualize a copper gold flame of light coming in through a fourth dimensional portal, 0.02 feet or 6 centimeters above the crown chakra, then through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a copper gold bubble of light, 6.4 feet or 1.92 meters in diameter all around you. Now repeat after me. I ask to be attuned to the energy of the Pleiadian emissaries of the light and the Pleiades through a silver flame of light. Now visualize the silver flame of light coming in through a fifth dimensional portal, 0.6 feet or 18 centimeters above your crown chakra, then through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a silver bubble of light, 7.2 feet or 2.16 meters in diameter all around you. Please repeat after me. I ask to be attuned to the energy of the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light and Sirius through a silver gold flame of light. Now visualize the silver gold flame of light coming in through a sixth dimensional portal, 2.4 feet or 72 centimeters above the crown chakra, in through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a silver gold bubble of light, 10.8 feet or 3.24 meters in diameter all around you. Please repeat after me now. I ask to be attuned to the energy of the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light and Andromeda through a gold flame of light. Now visualize this gold flame of light coming in 3 feet or 90 centimeters above the crown chakra and through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a gold bubble of light, 12 feet or 3.6 meters in diameter all around you. And now repeat after me. I ask to be attuned to the energy of the Melchizedek Brotherhood of the Light and Orion through a platinum flame of light. Now visualize this platinum flame of light coming in from 5.4 feet or 1.62 meters above the crown chakra and through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a platinum bubble of light, 16.8 feet or 5.04 meters in diameter all around you. Now repeat after me. I ask to be attuned to the energy of Mother Father God through a diamond flame of light. Now visualize this diamond flame of light coming in through a ninth dimensional portal, 24 feet or 7.2 meters above the crown chakra, and through the crown chakra and into your body. Now bring in a diamond bubble of light, 56 feet or 16.8 meters in diameter all around you. Wonderful. You've now finished the 7 light attunements and would be ready for the light geometry attunement and following this for the first level of the light body Merkaba activation, then the second fifth dimensional level, and then the 9th dimensional level of the light body Merkaba activation. At this time we offer these sessions individually and occasionally via teleseminar. For individual sessions, this can be done with myself or one of the qualified facilitators, and more details can be found on our website, epladianlight.net. for the YouTube version of the Seven Light Attunements. Please view Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network Channel at Amrita Melchizedek. Thank you for joining us today on BBS Radio. Wishing you the most magical and wonderful day. Ground yourself into the energies of the earth as you go gently about your day. From my heart and to yours, and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love.